Hey, beautiful people. Happy New Year. Today, we're going to be talking about the New Year's resolutionist's mistake. Yes, New Year's resolutions get a bad rap, and the reason why is that no one knows what they're doing. So let's learn today how to avoid those mistakes and get a New Year's resolution that actually works for us. We have a daily meditation practice without stress, procrastination, or excuses. It's week one of my 12-week series, Making Meditation Habitual, How to Build a Daily Practice That Lasts a Lifetime. Let's explore it together. Meditation, WTF.
Welcome to Meditation WTF, a podcast about meditation for people living in the real world. And now your host, the stress therapist, Sherry Augustine Flake.
Hey, beautiful people. I hope your holiday season was lovely and the start to your new year is fantastic. Today, we are starting this new series, which I'm so excited about because although I think that all of us really do desire some practice of stillness, I do think it's an innate part of every single one of us. This wanting to be still and wanting to be calm and quiet and focused because it's so good for us. You know, it's like about as good for us as water. And although we all really have this desire to do it, I mean, you never really meet anyone who says, I don't want to meditate. I don't want anything to do with that. I think where we really struggle is how to get it to be a part of our everyday living, how to get it to be habitual. You know, having it every single day, you know, one more thing that you have to do is a source of stress. And having this thing that you want to do, regardless if it's meditation or something else, if you want to do something and you don't have it in your life, that creates stress. So when I first started my practice, I was really interested in this easy stress reliever, this idea that habit formation could reduce stress. And I became kind of obsessed with it early in my practice. And I would be, you know, on TV or on the radio, talking about the New Year's resolutionist's mistake. And it's actually a series of mistakes that I'm going to go through here with you. And it's going to sound like a lot, but I just sort of want to do a quick overview for these weeks that we're going to be spending together. And, you know, how we typically go about New Year's resolutions hurts us. You know, that's why resolutions get a bad rap. But if we can look at it a different way, and we can change the way that we think about it, and we can be comfortable with counterintuitive ideas, you know, there is a way that you can make meditation daily and habitual and wonderful and something that you do without stress, procrastination, or excuses. And it's just a part of who you are. It's just another thing you do without thinking about it. And so really that's the goal, right? We don't want to do meditation perfectly. We don't want to do meditation sometimes. We don't want to be a binge meditator or a stress meditator or even a beditator, someone who only does it in bed. But we want it to make it regular. We want it to be something that's normal, right? So something that you do with regularity that's completely normal for you to do it doesn't have any stress around it. You don't worry about when you're going to do it or if you're going to have time. You just do it, right? You just put your keys here. You just make that same old meal. You just go for that run. And we all know someone who has made something habitual that we think would be super hard. And honestly, for reasons that I'll get into later, I think making meditation habitual is one of the very hardest behaviors to change into a habit. And I think it's because we don't understand it. So I'm really excited to explain some of these things to you. So today, I'm going to give you an action to do, but I want you to really listen because this is going to be sort of an overview type of thing rather than one pointed idea like it will be for the rest of the series. So like I mentioned, you know, the New Year's resolutionist mistake is actually a series of mistakes. And the first one, the biggest one, the one that I want you to take away with today, the one I want you to have a takeaway is that, you know, nothing magical happens on January 1st. And it's just any other arbitrary day. But we tend to start at the goal on this day. Typically, we are like, on January 1st, I am magically changed, and from this day forward, I'm going to be doing this behavior perfectly. And our brains are actually wired up to sabotage new behaviors like that, because anything that comes in that abruptly and that massively with all of these different thoughts and behaviors that are attached to it that quickly is a danger to your brain. And the part of your brain that I'm talking about, the really, really old part that sees sameness as safety. Remember when we talked about that before? It's going to see any new abrupt change as dangerous. Okay. And your brain, this part of your brain, is obsessed with survival. And survival is good enough for your brain. And it's, you know, not good enough for you because you want these new healthy habits, right? So you need to remember that and see that argument going on in your head, okay? So rather than have January 1st be your goal, why not have December 31st, 2022 be your goal? By the end of this year, I will have a regular daily meditation practice, or by the end of this year, I will have experienced this, tried this, or accomplished that, right? And then that way, you can have check-ins and goals as you go along to meet this big goal, rather than just, on January 1st, I will be meditating daily, every single day, twice a day for 30 minutes. If you haven't been doing that at all, it's very unlikely you'll be able to stick with that for a while. And then you feel bad, and then you feel depressed, and then you feel sad or like a failure or whatever. And the second New Year's resolutionist mistake is that we tend to feel bad about the things that we aren't doing. Okay. Rather than feeling good about the things that we want to change, we often feel bad about the things that we haven't changed. And honestly, this is a big present for you. This is a big gift. This is not finding food for today. It's not finding shelter for today. It's, you know, self-actualizing your life and finding a way to make your life better over long term. Kind of seeing it that way and figuring out a way to feel good about it. Now, I'm going to get into that next week. Feeling good and how to do that can be tricky, but it's really important that you trick your brain into thinking that you think this is going to be a blast, and I'm going to show you how to do that. And your brain is super easy to trick. I'm talking about tricking it right now, and it can hear us, and I'll still be able to trick it later, right? When you go to watch a movie, your brain thinks that's real. Right? That's why you're all upset or scared or whatever it is, or you're like, oh, I just want them to make it or whatever, because your brain thinks it's real. There's a part of your brain that thinks it's real. So I want you to kind of be an expert at tricking it into allowing you to do this behavior that you want to be doing daily. Another New Year's resolutionist's mistake is that we just solely rely on willpower. And willpower is amazing. I'm a huge fan of willpower. If you want to get into the ins and outs of willpower and how it works, you can pick up any book by Kelly McGonigal. She is she's amazing and smart and wonderful, and she works at Stanford, and so her name is Professor McGonigal. And if you get that, then I mean, you can see how truly amazing she is. but you know, when we just rely on willpower and we don't understand how willpower works, we also rely on perfectionism and not making any mistakes at all, which really leaves no room for flexibility. And I'm a huge fan of being flexible with a plan. So if you're flexible without a plan, then you're just sort of willy-nilly and wishy-washy, right? But if you have a plan and you need to change it, great, okay? That's how life goes. That's what being flexible is all about. And having this perfectionism idea there, you don't want to do this perfectly. You want to be able to do this for forever. So yes, it's important that you brush your teeth twice a day, but I bet there are days that you don't and you're okay. But brushing your teeth is probably normal and a regular thing for you. Okay. So you need to be a little bit flexible on this. I must do it this many times a week, or I must do it every day. You know, have the goal be that you want to be doing it with regularity, that you want it to be a normal part of your life, that when you don't do it, that feels wrong. Okay. And so I am going to talk about feeling good next time. But one of the other mistakes is we're not very nice to ourselves when we falter. And I do want you to change your definition of falter a little bit, but let's say that you were planning on meditating this morning and then you didn't. we don't talk to ourselves very nicely. And we might have like excessive guilt or, very distorted thoughts about what that means about us. And I want you to really consider and think about maybe talking to yourself like you would talk to your bestie. You wouldn't say to your bestie, "Oh my gosh, you didn't meditate this morning and so you suck. You couldn't even do it for the first time and I can't believe it." And you would not say that. You would probably say something like, "Oh my gosh, plan, be flexible with a plan, right? Like maybe you could do it later. Or maybe tonight works out better than this morning. Or here's the reason it didn't work out and you can just start right back over in the morning." Whatever it is, I want you to get really good at talking to yourself like you would a friend that you love and care about, because that's who you're going to have to be to yourself if you want to be successful, okay? And you don't have to be perfect and you don't even have to be wonderful. You just have to be kind to you. You don't expect your friends to be perfect. You don't expect them to be wonderful all the time. Okay, so we need to be flexible, and with a plan, we need to be kind to ourselves. Think about willpower more like a muscle. You know, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. And so at first, it might be a little bit difficult. So you got to ease into it and make your goals, which we'll talk about with time and how long you're going to do it. Start off really small. With my clients, I tell them to meditate for 3 minutes for the first time. 3 minutes. Sometimes this is really hard for people too, to sit and focus on one thing for 3 minutes when we have all of these attention grabbers and distractions. I mean, if you meditated every day for 3 minutes for, 2 weeks straight, that's better than 0 minutes every day and then 1 minute for 30 minutes, or pardon me, 1 day for 30 minutes. You're trying to make this normal. You're trying to make it regular. And so you don't want your brain to completely exit out and give you all of these arguments. We'll be talking about how your brain argues with you to stop a new behavior too, on why you shouldn't be meditating. So you listen to those arguments and do it. We'll also be talking about when and where to meditate to help with those arguments. And I'll give you the 3 reasons that your brain will pull you out of meditation with these valid reasons to pull you out of meditation. And how you can notice when that's happening and win that little battle in your head. Okay, so this is a lot of information all at once, but I really want you to kind of see it as an overview with the basic takeaway that I'm not going to have my goal start on any particular day. That's the other thing too. You could start on a Tuesday. You could start next Thursday. You don't have to start at a particular time of day. You don't have to start on a Monday. You don't have to start at the beginning of the month. You can start whenever you want. You can start at the end of this sentence. You can decide to start your new behavior. So that's being flexible with a plan. And if something happens and you were supposed to meditate today and you didn't, we have a tendency to focus on our failures. That's another New Year's resolutionist mistake. You really want to be focused on your successes, okay? That's how you would be with a friend. Right? So a lot of people go into New Year's resolutions alone. They write something down or they say it to themselves. They don't talk about it. I think it's counterintuitive, but talking about something that you're not doing is hard for us. It's hard because what if we don't do it? What if we're one of those people that said that we were going to do something and then we didn't do it? Well, you're already telling your brain, "I'm planning on being a big failure with this, so I'm going to need to protect myself." Okay, so that attitude already sets you up for failure, right? But if you have an accountability partner and you go into it with them, I highly recommend that you meditate with a friend. Meditate with me! Find a way to meditate with someone. And it can be much more laid back and lighthearted. And when you go into this, not with this hard and fast and tried and true, and I'm smacking my hands together, way I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it this way, and it's going to be perfect, and it's going to be 20 minutes twice a day, every day, starting this day. When you do it this way, and it's very rigid, I mean, you are setting yourself up because things are going to happen and life is going to go by. And it is going to be hard. And thinking about it as being really hard is also making it hard, right? And an accountability partner can really lighten this up. I mean, this is why it's fun to do yoga in a class, because when you fall over, who cares? Everybody else is falling over too, you know? I mean, I think it's, yeah, you might have to be choosy about who you pick. But most of us really want this in our lives, and most of us don't have it. I mean, even the doctors that are recommending it, I suspect they're not doing it every day. So I think being a little bit kind to yourself and a little flexible and a little just lighthearted, have a sense of humor about it, right? I saw this little meme the other day, and it was a monk, and he was looking at a card, and he was sitting in a meditation hall, and the card said, "Not thinking of you." I thought that was so funny, right? Like, you're not supposed to be thinking while you're meditating. Get it? Okay. Anyway, not having an accountability partner is another New Year's resolutionist mistake. So let's stay realistic, okay? This is a gift. You get to cultivate this practice. You get to learn how to do this. I want you to be excited about it. And what we're going to talk about next week is the number one thing that you need in order to be successful with any new habit, including a meditation practice, is you need to feel good about it, because your brain is wired up to avoid things that are going to suck or be too hard or whatever. Okay. It's protecting you in that way. So you need to be like tricking it. So I'm going to tell you about that next week on how to trick it. But for now, let's meditate together. And we're going to focus on, okay, the thing that I want you to focus on is this idea that you're not going to start at the goal. So after we meditate together, I want you to grab a piece of paper. This is just a plan. You can be flexible with this plan. This plan could change. Okay. But I want you to just write down when you would like to have this. Hopefully you will put at the end of 2022 that you will be practicing meditation regularly. Okay. And goals that you have along the way. So like after a month, I want to get up to 10 minutes each day. After 3 months, I've been meditating for 20 minutes every morning. Maybe I want to add a second meditation practice, which is pretty common. Most people that are really into meditation are doing it twice a day. You know, teachers and things like that. So that might be a realistic goal for you. It might not be a realistic goal for you. Maybe you just want to make sure that you're doing it every day. Maybe you want to attend a retreat. Okay, I have a retreat coming up in a month at Jekyll Island at the beach. It's going to be outside, so the COVID scare will be less. You can check that out on my website at thestresstherapist.com. Maybe you want to go to a local class or a monastery. You know, there are all kinds of temples that give meditation classes. Maybe that would be a part of your goal. I don't want to give you your goals. I want you to figure out what you would like to be doing by the end of 2022 and write down the different check-in areas in your life where you're going to check in. So a month from now, it'll say something like, hey, how's it? Like, your phone will remind you. Do you use reminders on your phone? They're brilliant. Hey, how's it going? Or just, here's an idea that I need to think about. Look for a retreat. Maybe that comes up monthly. Or maybe every other week it says something like, bring your practice up 3 more minutes or 1 more minute or 30 seconds or whatever. Okay. So I want you to keep your goals not on this magical day that's already passed us. I think we can all agree nothing magical happened on January 1st. Okay. You are the magic. It's you. So in order to bring that magical self to its fruition, let's have realistic goals for the entire year, throughout, checking in and making sure that we're on track. Okay? So let's meditate together. comfortable sitting position. Where you are sitting up, feeling ready and alert, but very, very, very comfortable. Allow your head to settle and your shoulders to settle. Allow your spine and your sacrum to settle. Allow your arms and hands to settle and your legs to settle. Make micro adjustments here and there to make yourself more comfortable. Being able to sit in stillness takes practice. Take a long, slow, deep breath in your nose. And open your mouth and exhale. And again, take a long, slow, deep breath in your nose. And then exhale. And one last time in your nose. And exhale. With your beautiful eyes closed, we will revisit an old friend, an old mantra. Om Moksha Ritam. Om Moksha Ritam. Om is the sound that the earth makes, the universe, the hymn of the universe, its song. Moksha is emotional well-being, freedom and liberation from. Ritam is the rhythm of the beautiful universe. Om Moksha Ritam. We are allowing ourselves to fall into the rhythm of a new healthy meditation habit. Freedom from old habits, liberation from things we may have considered failures, and moving into the beautiful rhythm and natural motion and hymn of quiet and stillness. Can repeat the mantra out loud, Om Moksha Ritam. Whisper Om Moksha Ritam. And with laser focus on the mantra, it may change and morph and it may leave your awareness. You just gently keep coming back. Om Moksha Ritam. I will keep an eye on the time while you embark on a very silent meditation alone with your mantra for just a few minutes. And then I will join you again and bring you out. Om Moksha Ritam. Om Moksha Ratam. Bid a little farewell to this mantra. Allow it to float away from your awareness. Sit in this luxury of stillness for a moment, knowing that you can get to the demands of the day soon, but remain in the now, here for a moment, luxuriating in this calmness that you have created. Take a moment to notice how your body may feel different than it did when we started. And then just without opening your beautiful eyes yet, just bring yourself into this room, into this moment, into this time, into this room with me now. Take a deep breath in your nose, long and slow. And let it come out of your mouth. And again, inhaling a long, slow, deep breath in your nose. And open your mouth and let it all out. And one last time in your nose. And out of your mouth. And when you're ready, you can open your beautiful eyes. I hope this meditation was lovely for you, and I hope that you're able to think about New Year's resolutions just a little bit different now. I am really excited to do this series with you. It's going to be 12 weeks long, so maybe at the end of this 12 weeks, maybe you have a goal there. What is it going to be? Write it down. You can always change it, right? Then you go to your calendar and you write in when you're going to do the behavior. Write it in. James Clear, who knows exactly what he's talking about. I cannot believe this. I had to double check this. But you are 90% more likely to do a behavior if you know when you're going to do it, where you're going to do it, and with whom you're going to do it, and exactly what you're going to do. 90%. I mean, that's major. So just put it in your calendar. Put it in your calendar. I'm going to meditate with my neighbor Susie for 5 minutes from 8:30 to 8:35, and we're going to do Om Moksha Ratam or whatever, okay? And I'm excited. I'm really excited because teaching people how to make meditation habitual is the name of the game. Because if you want these benefits, then you got to be doing it, baby. You got to be doing it. So I will see you next week when we will be talking about tricking your brain into feeling good about all the things you wish you were doing. Okay, let's do it. I'll see you next time. Have a lovely, lovely day.